To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Good morning on a victory Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. John, tell us how you're feeling.
Well, pretty damn good after last night. The game was a lot of fun to watch. And it was fun from start to finish. This team, you want to talk about a game where you're going to need some grit. They did it, and they needed the grit throughout the course of that game. And when you hear, I wasn't even thinking about this until slightly before I heard Dan Campbell. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, I talk about this all the time, and this was a big debate when Stoney was in, about mm-hmm. captains and leadership and coaching. When you have a guy that is willing to go out there and play with some discomfort and come back from an injury that you know he's in a lot of pain. And it's not necessarily the pain. Modern medicine's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's improved even since I played. At that time, it was a wonderful thing. And he may have played last night thinking, you know what? I feel pretty good. This is great. Today and tomorrow, this is going to be a completely different story. Glad they've got 10 days.
Yes.
But that's what we'll talk about next week. But the leadership. When Amon-Ra St. Brown does that, and he is a guy that refuses to give anything up or give anything away, the team follows.
You're right about that. I'm convinced he's bionic. I mean, I thought he would be hampered, limited, none of the above.
I didn't. I thought, in fact, one of my buddies texted me, I don't know, about 4 o'clock yesterday, says, what do you think about Amon-Ra St. Brown? And I said, well, I think it's unlikely that he plays, and if he does, he'll probably be more of a decoy. Wrong again. 6 catches, 92 yards, and all the way into the fourth quarter. His longest catch was in the fourth quarter, the 37-yarder.
Yep.
And it felt like maybe that one was the one that was like, okay, yeah, this one's done.
Team high, tied with JMO, 9 targets. They got him involved on the very first play of the game. No, man. And Dan Campbell said, that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
He is the lead by example type. That's who we are. Look, there's a lot to highlight from this game. They had to have it. Had to have this game. And they responded. They were in the driver's seat for much of that football game. And they got Montgomery going a little bit. I know people have been begging to see him. Gibbs with a hat trick, 3 touchdowns, 5 sacks from the defense. The Aquaman, Bob Muhammad, throwing in 3 of his own. John, they forced turnovers. That was a huge storyline for us on the show yesterday, is get a takeaway.
Yep.
They got 3. Man, and I thought that the swing point of that game was the middle 4 minutes. 2 minutes before the half, 2 minutes out of the half.
Oh, they could have just hit Isaac Tesla.
I got you. But at the end of the day, they used the clock. They used their timeouts. They got points. And then out of half, Dan Campbell wills a turnover into existence, speaks it into existence.
Yeah.
You get the pick from Barnes and a touchdown to Tesla, so you get his on the other side of the halftime. That's a 10-point swing where Dallas is now on the road, in a deficit, and Detroit's right where they want to be.
I tried to go back in my notes last night after halftime when you hear Dan Campbell, they played the recorded interview coming out of the locker room, and he says, yeah, here coming out of halftime, we need a stop or a turnover. And then literally 30 seconds later, you have the turnover. And I know, I couldn't find it over the last couple of years. There was another time, Greg, do you remember when it was, where he said something like that and then it instantly happened? And I can't remember.
Social media said it was the Texans game last year on Sunday Night Football. I don't remember which game.
Oh, I thought I had an
game.
Original idea.
No, dude, like they're all over it on social media.
Yeah, but the fact that, and what was the one of the points that I was trying to make yesterday? The team that makes the least amount of mistakes, because the Lions certainly didn't play perfect.
No.
But they made the least amount of mistakes. They protected their quarterback. It wasn't pretty. And there were times where he threw the ball away and he dirted the ball, or he threw it over Jahmyr Gibbs' head just out of bounds, just because, hey, they knew they were going to lose yardage and time was of the essence. So his numbers, 25 of 34, mm-hmm. if you're looking at the nine that were incompletions, I would probably venture to say, without going back and counting every one, four or five of those were ones where he said, I'm not taking a sack and I'm not going to throw it to someone who's going to lose yardage, knowing that right. They're going to lose yardage. So I'm either going to dirt it or I'm going to throw it out of bounds. Like, I thought Jared Goff played a really good game yesterday. And the everyone's was going to look at that and go, well, Jahmyr Gibbs, 12 carries, 43 yards. One of the things we also said was, as a play caller, Dan Campbell is going to have to call games differently. You're not always going to be able to run up the middle.
Right.
This was a defense with Quinnen Williams and company inside, with, you know, whether it was Miles Frazier or Cologne, they were going to struggle, and they did. But how else do you get Jahmyr Gibbs the ball? You throw it to him, 7 catches, 77 yards. I don't care if they're through the air or if you hand the ball off to him. Jahmyr Gibbs, it has to be a huge part of this game. And in when he has over 100 yards, multi-purpose, you're going to win.
He was clowning dudes in open space, down the sideline, stop, start, stiff arm. Yeah. John, from the jump, he was breaking tackles left and right. And I think the big picture is touches. 19 touches, 120 yards. I don't care how you get there.
Yep.
To your point, they got him involved and he was a game breaker. Like, he's such a cheat code.
Yeah.
I know we've been talking about how many touchdowns he has before age 25.
Oh, I know. Did he tie Barry last night, or did he actually pass him?
I think
him?
He may have passed him.
I think he might have passed him by one.
And the season's not over.
Right.
He's been...
And he's going to get the ball.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to feed him down the stretch here.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Like, they showed the percentages. If the Lions had lost, we're coming in today... And it's 19%.
Yeah, 19 or 20%. But instead, you come in and it's like 55%.
Better chance than not, they're in. Long way to go. They still have to do the thing they haven't done in a minute here.
Win back-to-back games?
Yeah, they haven't won back-to-back since early October, and it was Browns and Bengals. It's going to be a little harder down the stretch here. But, John, as good a time as any. Needed to have it. Very different mood if you lose.
Yep.
Needed it, and they did. They showed up.
It was a game where, and I don't have the list of the guys that had to play well, but I know number 5 was Isaac Tislaw, and I mean, only 2 catches for 20 yards.
Had a touchdown,
could have had another.
My number 4 guy was Branch. Now, he looked like he had the blown coverage on one of the touchdowns late.
Yeah, and Amik Robertson did not. I mean, he can't make an open field tackle to save his life.
No.
But
number 3 for me was Gibbs, number 2 was Hutch, and number 1 was Dan.
Okay. And I thought number 1 had his best game. Dan Campbell. And he wasn't really put into a position where, hey, 4th and whatever, am I going to kick the field goal or am I going to punt it? He was 4th and long most of the day. So there wasn't really a lot of those decisions to make.
There was one. There was a 4th and 5. And I had friends texting me going, go for it. I go, have we watched a different team this year?
Yeah.
It was 4th and 5. They kicked the field goal. That's the one that got blocked.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, field goals are never automatic, but the thought was you're up 11. It's not 4th and 1 or 4th and 2. It's 4th and 5. I thought it was the right call. I'll give Dan credit, even though it didn't work. That's the shift we've been saying. I feel like old Dan, last year Lions, 4th and 5 midfield, already up 2 scores. Why kick a field goal? Last year, they would have gone for it. This year, I thought that was not changing who he is, but dialing it back. Kick a field goal, right? Didn't work, but I thought it was the right call. And then you're right. A lot of the other fourth downs were obvious. It's 4th and 8, 4th and 10, 4th and 11.
Yeah, you're going to punt. You're going to kick the field goal.
248-539-9797. We want to hear from Lions fans on a Victory Friday. We've got open lines. The highlight of that game for you was? What was the most encouraging thing you saw? It's 97-1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch football, which we just love what we saw last night. Doesn't matter the level. It's Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. That's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. You can book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dan Miller on the call. Good morning. Victory Friday. It's 97-1. Statewide celebrating the Lions win. Some of the response. Phones and text. 248-539-9797. Morning, gents. Happy Victory Friday. Great way to end the week. Personal opinion. They want to keep winning. Pass the white boy the ball. Tesla, let's go.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of the white guy, Tom Kennedy, the way that he was returning kicks, we just haven't seen that type of intensity. And it felt like he was just with reckless abandon. I'm going north and south. And I just, that's all we wanted was, it's, and he made an impact on every single kick return. What's that?
It's Tom.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, this one says, I don't see this team winning a playoff game, especially with the injuries piling up and the uncertainties on both offense and defense.
Wait, read that again?
I don't see this team winning a playoff game.
Okay. You know what? We got to get there first. How about we just enjoy the moment? We spent the last 6 days bemoaning the Detroit Lions. Can we not just enjoy the moment?
John, I'm with you. Look, I think there's going to be a conversation about what this actually means, and it means that they're alive, but it means they also have a lot of work to do. They have to go on a run. They have to string these performances together, something they haven't done since late September, early October. All of that is fine and good to discuss, but the first block was win. You had to beat Dallas to get to the next step.
Right, so you lose to Green Bay, and you make your life really hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. And you beat Dallas, and I don't know that you make your life any easier, but it's less hard than it would have been.
Yeah, I'm with you. This one says, big win, but I have a concern. Did you see Dan Campbell when Bates' field goal was blocked? He was dejected. I hope he doesn't revert back to Dan Gamble because he says, well, the kick didn't work that time.
No, I don't think so. No,
he's because, just dejected that it was blocked. Yeah.
The opposite is true. that fourth down conversion didn't work. Oh, that one didn't work. That one didn't work. That one didn't work.
Yeah, there's been plenty of that. You'd hope he'd be dejected that way. Take the points. Bob in Chesterfield, good morning.
Yeah. Yeah, he averaged 40 yards per return. And I thought that when we talk about punt returns, like kind of the goal is to get 10 yards.
Sure.
That's a first down that your offense doesn't have to get.
That's a good way of putting it.
On kick returns, all right, it used to be like if they kicked it in the end zone, right, you get to the 35. But there is juice when you get to the 40-yard line or you get past the 40, you get the ball at the 45, especially, and I know Jake Bates had one blocked. I don't care. All right, I mean, I cared last night, but it's you have a kicker. If you get the ball at the 45, you're within 30 yards of getting points.
Yep.
And so that's a big deal.
Most encouraging part of that performance, the highlight was 248-539-9797. John, the most encouraging part was?
The different ways that they spread the ball around and not just sitting there forcing the ball in between the tackles. I loved the fact that they were throwing different protection schemes. They were running different blocking schemes. They weren't sitting there going, well, if we're going to win, we have to have, and I know we talked about Iwosuke, he ended up not playing, but we have to have Cologne or we have to have Miles Frazier in his very first game be exceptional, be something that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that it was, just like I talked about in the last segment, Gibbs, you can hand them the ball, and they did. And there are times where you do it knowing you're only going to get 2-3 yards and hoping that he busts one. But you're setting things up for down the road. But if you're not going to get a lot of production there, how do you still get production out of Jahmyr Gibbs? How do you get production out of Amon-Ra St. Brown? J-Mo, like you have 7 catches for one, 6 for another. That is the perfect. It's the perfect way to spread the ball around so that defenses can't just hone in on Amon-Ra St. Brown and hope you hit J-Mo.
It felt like they had a lot of counter punches.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you said. Swing passes. J-Mo's not just running vertical routes. He's stopping and starting and crossers. And it looked like they had some counter punches because, Dallas had an edge with the guys they put up at the middle over the center and the guards. And Detroit was still able to find ways to move the ball and generate explosives. Not all is fixed. Not all is perfect.
No, protection was still an issue inside.
But you find ways counterpunch to win a game. I mean, I think the other thing that you have to acknowledge most encouraging, 5 sacks. I mean, that's something we had been waiting to see.
And we were all over them. Yeah. You got to be able to pressure the quarterback. And they did that.
And surprise, surprise, I think these things go hand in hand. You have 5 sacks. You have a +3 in the turnover.
Yeah,
you speed a quarterback up. You even if the interception itself isn't on a play where they're pressured, their internal clock is messed up when you are consistently hitting and sacking the quarterback.
And you consistently get after their receivers. Now, CeeDee Lamb, I think, is a tremendous receiver. He ends up going down. He's out. George Pickens, when you hit him time and time again, you challenge him time and time again. Do you tell me in the second half, did he look like he really wanted to be out there?
Nope. Guys, all the doubt this week, all the doubt on the offensive line, the doubt on Goff. When the players in the rosters execute, they can beat anybody. Multiple texts. Unsung hero, Tom Kennedy. Highlight from last night, Tom Kennedy. Huge returns.
Yep.
Can we just enjoy the win for a day without looking into the future? Give it 24 hours and then we can start complaining about stuff.
Sure. I mean, I 100% agree.
Most encouraging thing last night was seeing the defense play fast and more explosives. And they were more explosive off the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Granted, we were going against two backup tackles, but you need to see that stuff. Need to see him get home, Dan, in Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get more into your phone calls, but let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So last Saturday, two snowplow trucks were stolen from a shopping plaza in Troy. It was like right before they were going to go out and plow when we got that first initial snow. And now a local contractor has been reunited with one of those trucks. So it's all because somebody saw the news story while watching TV and they recognized the truck. So the guy who spotted it, Josh Margolis, said instant red flags were raised when he saw this truck he didn't recognize on one of his properties. Now, this guy, Josh, is being called a local hero by the owner of the truck.
Sure.
And he's very thankful that, you know, this guy didn't just overlook this random truck. It was it did have some minor damage, it sounds like, to the ignition system, but it's all repairable. Police are still searching for the second stolen truck, which is a white 2005 GMC Sierra. So keep your eyes peeled. Yeah. A Roseville man was arrested for drunk driving in Oakland County after police say they caught him peeing outside of his pickup truck in Troy.
Okay.
Yeah. So when officers got a call about this driver who was swerving all over the road, they found this guy, 66-year-old man, peeing.
Relieving himself.
Yes, relieving himself, I guess. They could smell booze on him. He did fail several sobriety tests. He eventually blew a .094 and was arrested. A Detroit steakhouse made the list of the top 50 steakhouses in North America.
Oh.
So the list comes from rankings put together by 101 Best Steak Restaurants, which releases global and regional lists for the best steakhouses each year. And experts go and they evaluate restaurants based on several criteria, including the quality of the meat that's offered, the variety of meat cuts, the service quality, staff expertise in meat, well as the wine list, and more. So the one Michigan restaurant that earned a spot on the list was Prime and Proper in Detroit.
Yep, it's awesome.
Yep.
It's really
it came in at number 20 on the list. So number one is a restaurant in Chicago, Asador Bastion. And then number two is a restaurant in New York City, Coat. 20 of the 50 restaurants listed are in New York City.
Yeah.
So
it's a great place for a steak. But yeah, hey, great. That's cool. Awesome.
Hey, Michigan's minimum wage is set to increase very soon. On January 1st of 2026, the minimum wage will increase to $13.73. It is currently $12.48. So this increase is part of a plan to bring the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is set to happen in January of 2027.
Okay.
Tipped workers, the minimum wage will also increase as well. So starting on January 1st next year, tipped workers will receive 40% of the minimum wage. And that continues to increase every year.
Right.
So there you have that. Hey, Travis and Jason Kelce had George Clooney on their New Heights podcast. And they were talking about how George and his wife have never fought in 10 years, never had a fight in their relationship as a couple. And Travis said that he and Taylor also have never had an argument. Now, they've only been together for like 2.5 years, so a lot less time than George Clooney. But it does seem interesting because
odd is what it seems.
I think arguments are normal and healthy.
Yes, you never push your limits a little bit, see what you know, what's okay.
Well, and you need to see your conflict resolution. Are you guys walking on eggshells and you don't want to upset the other person?
I mean, it's fun. I mean, like, great, you get along, you guys agree on everything, but it's kind of also nice to disagree on certain things and then have your
makeup?
Not battles, but, well, sure, but
yeah, John?
You know, voice your opinion. Anyway, in other news,
how do you always get it there? That's impressive.
I knew he was going to. Travis said that he also doesn't let the Chiefs play Taylor's music at the stadium. That was also revealed because he wants it to be all about the team. And then also in more Travis and Taylor news, it sounds like
that seems kind of dumb, but whatever.
That's what he said. Yeah. Anyway, she wants to get married on June 13th of 2026.
Okay.
13 is her favorite number. I don't know. I'm sure June...
Is it a Friday?
I don't know. I didn't look it
would
up.
Would be awesome.
Probably not. It's probably Saturday. But she wants to get married at this specific location in Rhode Island, I guess, called Ocean House. Another couple already had it booked, and it sounds like she made them an offer they can't refuse. And
she went gangsta.
Paid them off.
Yeah.
to get the venue and the date.
It is a Saturday.
Okay.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, hey, Lions fans. Victory Friday. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and also dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. And they do it every time I walk in there. They've always got something new or something to tweak. Hey, this could possibly work. They let me know, and I could say yes or no. With a passion for foster community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Victory Friday. What's the highlight of that game? Most encouraging part of a Lions win, 248-539-9797. We'll play Dan Campbell's locker room speech at 7 o'clock. John, I keep going to the defense. I know they gave up 30 points, and the Cowboy receivers, you know, won their matchups a good chunk of this game. The defense got 5 sacks, forced 3 turnovers. I thought this was a great Jack Campbell game. We haven't really brought him up yet. He had the blitz on what should have been a safety for a sack. He's the guy that forced the first turnover of the day with a punch out.
Yep.
And he is at the center of this defense. I thought he had a hell of a game.
I thought he played extremely well. I thought he's had a really good season. And I know a lot of every guy on the team was taking strays one way or another over the last couple of weeks. But I thought he has been very solid all season long. He's done a great job wearing the green dot. And Yeah, I would agree. I think the defense played, obviously, well enough to win. There's still areas, and you're hoping that Kirby Joseph can be back. I'm hoping that Brian Branch isn't anything long-term. Was there anything that Dan said last night? I know you're kind of looking at me like maybe I missed something.
I thought I had seen, and I will clarify it, I thought I had seen boot and crutches.
Yeah.
Now, to the extent, I don't know how serious.
So, I mean, that's the problem for LA next week. We'll talk about that next week. But yeah, I was encouraged by the pass rush, and I was encouraged by the team defense. And it was one where they gave up some big plays, and we'll try and find a way to, you know, minimize those. But it wasn't where you saw Meek Robertson should have had a tackle for almost no gain. Instead, I think it was George Pickens ends up with the first down, or maybe it was CeeDee Lamb at that point in the game. But the team is rallying to the area so that it doesn't go for an even bigger play, doesn't go for a touchdown. I thought they did a good job of rallying to the ball.
Brian Branch was in a boot and crutches after the game. Dan Campbell said he'll know more tomorrow on the injury. Obviously didn't look great.
Yeah. But it's a bummer.
Yeah. Look, they couldn't make the playoffs last night, but they
could have been eliminated.
I mean, not mathematically, but you didn't need an abacus to know if they lost, the season was over.
We were listening to Dak Prescott talk about yesterday, and I heard one of the comments he made this morning, like, okay, we do not control our destiny anymore. There's a lot of things that have to happen. There's some good teams, but the NFC is going to be tough, and we've put ourselves in this position. That could have been the conversations we were having today. We're not.
Do you realize if the Bears lose this weekend, they're only a game up on Detroit, and they play in week 18. I keep saying get to week 18 with something on the line. John, if the Bears lose, if I understand this right, the Lions would control their own destiny. If the Bears lose a game, you're within a game, and you play them one time.
Yes.
So very quickly, you go from being multiple games out of the playoffs to, oh, we control our own destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, this was step one. And I don't want to dull any of what happened last night. That was emphatic. That was necessary. They have to do something we haven't seen them do since early October. Win back-to-back. String together quality performances. Because we've seen a one-off, right? Monday night against the Bucks.
Yeah.
The game in Baltimore. Sunday night.
Washington.
Not maybe on the same scale. There have been a couple moments this year, but they haven't strung those performances together, and they've been incredibly inconsistent. They have to be consistent down the stretch if they're going to make the playoffs. So step one is beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, mission accomplished. 248-539-9797.
I thought that was two games in a row of Jared Goff playing really quality quarterback play.
I would say so too.
Not perfect.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, early in the game, he had some awkward throws because he got pressured. That's who Jared Goff is. At the end of the day, though, he distributes the football.
Yep.
And he did even on Thanksgiving Day. Didn't he complete like 14 of 14 or 15 of 15 after a slow start?
We talked about the first three passes. Not great.
Not good.
Then, you know, he was really good after that. And it was kind of the same thing yesterday. There's a couple he'd like back. I'm sure he'll say, yeah, I'd like to have that throw back.
Let's get to Gordon. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
It was better. There was still too much push up the middle, but I agree with you. I think part of it was I did like the rotation. I like them testing things out with Cologne also and easing Miles Frazier into it. And I thought they were doing a good job of getting those guys help. But I also think Dan did a really nice job of protecting those guys in the way he was calling the offense as well. So, yeah, Gordon, I think you're spot on. They did play better. They were going to have to.
Happy Victory Friday.
Did you hear the little friendly banter in the locker room between Barnes and Alex Anzalone?
No.
Barnes was asked about being tackled by Dak Prescott. And they asked him, you know, who's the best athlete in the linebacker room? And Derek Barnes said, well, it's obviously me. And then from the cheap seats, Anzalone goes, not after that play, getting tackled by the quarterback.
I will say, Dallas plays a lot of three receiver sets, and Detroit was able to play a base defense with three linebackers a lot of the game because of how athletic those linebackers are. We know Jack Campbell's athletic. We know Barnes is a freak athlete. He had a big TFL early, got the crowd going, and then the interception early in the second half. And while Alex Anzalone maybe isn't a player he was 2 years ago, he could still cover in space.
Yeah.
Hold his own.
Yeah.
And they can get away with playing bigger dudes and more linebackers because of what those guys can get away with.
And he does a really nice job in between the tackles of being a downhill linebacker.
Yep. What did you think of Frazier Colon moving forward? What do they do at the left guard spot?
Oh, I think they still, you know, until Mahogany comes back, they still keep the rotation going. And you might find in the course of a game, a matchup just favors Colon, and so you go with him. Or a matchup favors Frazier. Or Frazier, your first game generally is going to be the worst one that you play in your career. You're going to get better. And I like the fact that they just didn't throw him out there against Quinnen Williams and say, hey, take 75 snaps. Good luck, big fella.
Right.
And so you're going to find a way to get some improvement out of him. And again, it may simply come down to matchups. Does Colon match up against a defensive tackle better than Miles Frazier or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, I think just from the cheap seats, Frazier offers you a bunch of upside because he's such a young player.
Young player. He's a better athlete.
Right.
But there were still some things where, you know, okay, you gave up a pressure because, hey, your punch was initially good, but then you allowed a veteran player to bait you into leaning forward, dipping your head, getting off balance, and then all of a sudden he's a pressure on a quarterback. You look at that film. You see it now. You felt it in the moment. How did I get beat? And now you got a chance to go and correct it.
Well, that's the challenge, too. Like, there's no time to babysit anybody. There's four games to go, and they simply can't, quote, develop somebody. They're going to have to play who's ever the steadiest of the two right now.
Yeah.
You said they could still rotate. That seems odd from where I sit, because isn't continuity a huge part of an offensive line? And
oh, sure, but there's not been continuity up there this year either. So it's...
But if I'm making checks and that guy next to me is somebody different from series to series, is there a chance things get lost in communication? Is
no, that, Graham's going to make the call. You just, hey, make sure your ears are open. You listen. You do.
We'll get your phone calls in. We want to hear from you guys on a victory Friday. And we want to know, like, did they win you back? Are you back on board? I know there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of doubt. Are you back on board? It's 97.1.
Hey, it's a victory Friday. It's also a FanDuel Friday. And FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone, and it's boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring you that Friday energy. We all love Fridays. And this is, remember, it's happening every single Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to grab your reward before the clock expires. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Big swing. Lions would score two plays later. Tesla had to win yesterday. We celebrate a victory Friday this morning. Good morning, 97.1. 248-539-9797 is the phone number for calls and texts. That's 248-539-9797. We're going to play Dan Campbell audio at 7:02. Hear that victory speech in the locker room. He was all fired up, as you'd imagine. John, this was... You and I thought they'd get this done. This is when they had to find a way to win.
Yeah, they had to find a way. And they did. It wasn't always pretty. And you could talk about the defense gave up 30 and you know, hey, they only rushed, you know, the Lions only rushed for 109 yards. That's kind of what I like the most. Not that I wish they would have been able to run for more yards, but if your team is constructed so that that's not going to be a strength of your team, how do you get the playmakers the ball? Jahmyr Gibbs has to have touches, had 19 touches in this game. I would prefer he's more in the 23 to 24 touches just because every time you could go to the house.
Yeah.
But to be able to spread the ball around and get the ball into their playmakers' hands in different ways.
Did they win you back over?
Why didn't he need to be won back over? I'm the eternal optimist on this show. And so I'll flip that around and say, cookies, did they win you back over?
I'm going to be difficult and ask a question. You like to do this, so I'll do it to you. What does back mean? Like, I still don't fully trust that they're going to win multiple playoff games.
I think our expectations, just like we did throughout the course of the season with the Tigers.
Yeah.
We are doing it with the Pistons in regards to, hey, they get 13 in a row. Hey, could they be the number one seed? Yeah. And then all of a sudden they lose a game to Milwaukee. Like, they shouldn't have lost. Like, we have the right to adjust our expectations through the season.
Yeah.
Our expectations at the beginning of the year was that this was a Super Bowl caliber team. Can they do that? Sure they can. It's not likely because of some of the flaws that they have. But I think the expectation now is that this should be a playoff team. So with the expectation of this is still a playoff team, have they won you back over? Do you think
No.
they should be in the playoffs?
Oh, that's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, the odds have flipped. They are, what, like 55%?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see them string together multiple performances. I'm sorry. Like, what they did last night, they've yo-yoed.
Yeah.
They have not strung together strong performances consistently, and it's something they're going to have to do to, one, make the playoffs, and two, more importantly, what they're judged on, win the Super Bowl. So, I don't want to take away from last night. Last night was necessary. Last night was fun. Last night is what they've done a lot of, bounce back. Now it's 15 straight games following a loss that Dan Campbell's Lions win the next week. I've seen that. I need to see them string together quality performances, right? Like, hey, I loved how they kicked ass against the Commanders, and then they lost to the Eagles. Hey, man, ran all over the New York Giants, and then lost on Thanksgiving Day to the Packers. Handled business against Dallas at home in a gotta-have-it spot. Are they just going to lay an egg to the Rams next week?
Okay, so let me ask it in a little bit of a different... Let me tweak it a little bit. Because they may very well follow that every other win-loss model because the Rams are on the horizon. It's going to be out there. And so with the remaining games, if... And capital I, capital F. If they lose to the Rams, do you think they should beat the Steelers?
I do.
Do you think they should beat Minnesota?
Yeah, they better.
Do you think they should beat the Chicago Bears?
When I get to that game, I'll probably pick them.
All right, so if, and what we said was if they were able to go 4 of 5.
They're in.
And so?
Yeah.
I've just mapped it out for you. You got to be back in. Come on, man.
248-539-9797.
I think this is setting up to, like, it's just the number. Get to 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you do it or who you do it against, it's very similar to the Tigers a couple of years ago where I said, get the 86 wins. Mm-hmm. Just get there. Don't worry about the tiebreakers. Don't worry about the seeding. Teams are playing each other. The Bears or Packers are playing each other twice. Just don't get to 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now it's you got to go 3-1 instead of 4-1.
Yep.
It got easier.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get to 4-1. It just makes it a lot harder if you lose that first one. They won the first one. Now you move on to L.A. And we'll talk about L.A. next week.
Guys, if they don't beat the Rams, the win over Dallas means nothing.
I'm not going to go that far.
I wouldn't say that.
No, it's a different matchup. And we've said get to 11 games. Yeah, get to 11 wins.
You can make the playoffs without beating the Rams.
It's you lose to the Packers. We said this. All of a sudden, your life becomes really hard because there's really not much of a path, if at all, to be able to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's simply about getting to 11 wins. And if you lose to the Rams, life gets hard again. But it's not any harder than it is now. It's just your backs are against the wall.
I think one of the unsung heroes of the game has to be Avante Maddox. Came in, could have been picked apart or exposed, but he handled his business, flew around, almost made an interception, could have been a disaster. Jason in Highland.
I like the speed at which he plays the game. There's an intensity to him.
Muhammad is better than Hutch, signed Big Terry in Plymouth. John, you know who's leading the team in sacks right now?
Yes, I know. Yes, if we could only get some help for Muhammad.
He's got 9 now after a 3-sack night, and Aiden's at 8.5.
Yeah. So here's the thing is you just want to have more consistent production.
Yep.
So it's not 2 in one game, 3 in another, and then there's a 5-game stretch where there's nothing. Like, let's figure out how – I love it. I'm not going to sit here and badmouth it at all this morning. Just want to see more consistent production from everyone. That includes Hutch. That includes Aquadine Muhammad.
Mike in Battle Creek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. What a turnaround we have had as Detroit fans. It wasn't very long ago where if you'd have told us we were 7-5 and battling for a playoff and we haven't played real well, we would have taken that. We'd have jumped on it. We'd embrace that with both arms. But I've listened for 4 days, all these fans talking about, oh, put a fork in them. They're done. They're terrible. They can't get out of their own way. We're not going. We're selling our tickets. If they jumped off the bandwagon, I hope they stay off. We don't have room for them.
Well, Mike, the one thing I'll say about that is if there are new NFL fans, new fans to the Lions because they're good, like they're learning that this can be a roller coaster. And so this is a new experience for them. I'm not gonna build in too many excuses for them, but I think they're learning that this is going to be a roller coaster. It's not every year is not going to be 15-2.
Very fair point. I appreciate that.
So we'll see. We'll moving forward. We'll see what the tenor is when we get to Monday, Tuesday, like the day after the game. Right? We want to celebrate.
Oh yeah.
We want to have a good time. We want to have a great Friday. We want to have a great weekend. And because the Lions won, we have that opportunity. And it's just like last week. Did it ruin your Thanksgiving? For some, it did. And then you're looking at the Friday after, the weekend after, the entire week up until they play Dallas.
The only thing I'll say is there shouldn't be this purity standard. You don't have to pick your team every single week to be, quote, a real fan. And you're allowed to acknowledge problems your team has without being accused of leaving the bandwagon and you're not welcome back. This team's got a lot to prove still, even after a hell of a performance last night.
Mm-hmm.
Take some of your phone calls. We'll play Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.